This is a good time to open it up for questions, and I think we've got some microphones so people can hear the questions. If not, I can repeat them. And I'll be happy to answer anything, or who'd like to go first? Any question is allowed. Nothing can offend me. Yes, right here. I just saw right here.
Presidency.
Well, that's a tough one. There's a lot of good things about her. I had a chapter in my first book called My Forbidden Love for Hillary. But, I shouldn't really respond to that in public. I had written that she was one hot, shit-kicking feminist babe. And and then I got invited to the White House when he was in office, and was going through the reception line, and she grabs my hand and she says, "I really want to thank you for that one line in the book." You know, my face is turning red, and I'm a big talker, you know, and I can just sit in my little computer in the dark. So yes, next. Yes, sir, right here in the white shirt. Yes.
Can you give us your impression of what Arnold Schwarzenegger is going to bring to politics now?
Oh, man. Well, I think he has a good chance of winning. I don't know. You don't see that. You don't watch the Tonight Show, the Jay Leno show here probably, so you didn't see his appearance on there. But I was really stunned by just how stupid he was. I actually heard that he was a fairly intelligent guy. So I hope he doesn't make it there. I'm counting on the good people of California to, you know, try and do the right thing. Unfortunately, the Democrat that's in there is lousy. So that's the problem. Yes, right here, this man. Yes, back there. I'm sorry. The man with the gray T-shirt. Or is it gray?
Hello. I'd like to first thank you for speaking up when you did at the Academy Awards, because I was in America just a couple of months before that, and there wasn't too many voices against the war. Question for you. If Arnold Schwarzenegger stands for mayor of, is it California? I'm not sure. What's the chances of him being president and the Hulk being his running partner?
Bob Hope? Oh, the Hulk. Arnold can't be president because our Constitution says to be president you have to be born on American soil. So we're protected from that happening. Yes, back there.
Yeah, I'm just wondering what you think of the anti-war movement, what hope you have for the anti-war movement in America, because, you know, I'm an anti-war activist here in Belfast, and it's been inspirational, you know, the international movement. I'm also wondering, are you going to be marching again on September 27th?
Yes, the anti-war movement in America has been, it's been the largest of any movement, any anti-war movement in our history. And that is still a very active force. And I have to say that we do pay attention when you have demonstrations here. And it is very heartening to us to see the demonstrations that took place at Shannon Airport to protest using any British or any British or American planes use Irish airports to launch any strikes against Iraq. That Ireland was not part of the coalition of the willing. Ireland and Canada refused, stood up to America. I'm sure there was a lot of bullying going on behind the scenes. So that is all very helpful to a majority that I believe exists still, but is frightened. People are scared to speak out. The Dixie Chicks at a concert in London, the lead singer says one line that she was ashamed to be from the same state as George W. Bush, and they were banned on hundreds of radio stations, still are banned. Record burnings were held, CD burnings. It was the most amazing thing for one sentence that she said on the London stage. So it's helpful because it's still, I think a lot of people are afraid to speak out. But they exist. Yes, right there.
Hi, I've got two questions. First one is, what do you think of Ralph Nader? And the second one is, if the right in America do manage to manipulate the next election, do you think that at some point in the future they may see Europe as a threat?
Well, I think they already see Europe as an economic threat. I think that the EU has not been a good thing for what their own personal master plan is. But, you know, we've got Latvia on our side. We've got Lithuania. Who else do we got? Denmark. What the hell is Denmark doing with Bush? And the Netherlands, too. Well, that one, we know, is too many drugs. But so I don't understand why some of those European countries joined. Ralph Nader is a great American. But I think in this upcoming election, Greens and Democrats have to form a coalition together to remove Bush. Yes?
I'm a Scottish Asian Muslim, and I'd just like to say I'm used to waiting. My question for you is, on your paragraph in your book, the chapter called Kill Whitey, in that chapter you talked about taking on Amy Campbell, and I'd just like to know, how many more have you taken on?
Oh, after I wrote that chapter, I only hired African Americans for the remaining of that book, and Bowling for Columbine went out and hired an editor and then researchers. I know it sounds like a crazy thing, but you know, I just thought, well, I should just quit talking about this and do something about it, especially in the film industry. It's an all-white, virtually all-white thing, except for a few big, you know, African-American stars. If you go on a movie set, you don't see African-Americans. So I decided to do something about it at that time, and I hope to continue doing that in my future projects. Oh, you want a job?
How many?
Oh, well, I don't have anybody now because I'm just getting ready to start my next film. So ask me that question in 5 months and see if I follow through on my bullshit. But the next film, by the way, is called Fahrenheit 9/11, the temperature at which freedom burns, and it'll. The thrust of the movie is about how George Bush has used 3,000 dead people as an excuse to enact his right-wing agenda. But it'll be a comedy. Yes, come back, yes.
Hi. Since you wrote Stupid White Men, the roadmap has been America's latest involvement with Israel and the conflict in the Middle East. But I don't hear you talking about that very much. So I'm just wondering what your opinion of the roadmap is.
Oh, I talked about it in Stupid White Man. I talk about it all the time. What would you like to know? You mean Bush's roadmap?
Yes.
This guy couldn't find his way around a map, you know, if it was in, you know, large print for the blind. I don't expect anything to happen there with his help on that subject. Their only concern is to try and stabilize the area so they can control the oil. That's the total primary objective. As far as the situation in Israel, just as what I said here applies there, the Palestinian people have the just position. And to be denied basic human rights, to be denied self-determination, to be denied their own land and the elections to pick the leaders that they want, all flies in the face of everything we all believe in. To take a position otherwise would be anti-American. That's how I feel. And the sooner that we create a two-state solution where both countries can live side by side, the better for them, the better for us. But it is something that we should quit ignoring, especially as Americans, because it's only going to get worse, and the world will pay for it as a result. And so I try to encourage Americans, if you're not motivated to get involved in this issue just for the moral reason, get involved in it just to save your own ass, because eventually we're all going to pay a serious price if we don't resolve this problem. Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Hi, I'm a big fan of yours. I just love everything you do. And everybody in America loves you, too, except George Bush.
I was going to say, what part of Ireland are you from?
And Arnie has been cheating on Maria, so they can do a Clinton on him, so there's no danger there. If we Americans don't dump Bush, we will be going through what the Falls Road went through 15 years ago. Is there any way we can evict him for violating his White House lease, the United States Constitution? Don't you have to be elected to live there?
Well, we lost that battle, but there is a movement to get impeachment hearings going, and the sooner the better for that, as far as I'm concerned. I can't think of a worse crime. I mean, seriously, think about this. They took us through the impeachment of Bill Clinton. What was his crime? Lying about sex. Consensual sex. That was it. So the whole country was shut down for 2 years as we explored stains on blue dresses and where he kept his cigars. The current occupier of the Oval Office lies and frightens a nation into believing that a country is going to attack them with biological and nuclear weapons and had something to do with September 11th. Lies to get them to send their sons and daughters off to a war where a number of them have now died. Which is the greater crime? I mean, that doesn't even need to, the rhetorical question doesn't even need to be posed. And I would just ask the Democrats in Congress to do their job, to have the backbone, and to say, that is a crime. That is a crime, and you are to be impeached for that crime. Don't hold your breath. Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Michael, I traveled down from Derry today to hear you, because I actually think, and I welcome
you. And I'm coming to see you tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Great.
No.
But we here, we natives here, we too often only hear from the media the pro stance of Bush, in support of Bush. So it's been an inspiration for you to come here and talk to us so we can hear it firsthand, okay? Now, a couple of questions. First of all, Howard Dean. Is he a possibility in the Democrat side?
Yes.
I know there's problems there with finance, et cetera, et cetera. But you know, from what I've read, he seems to be.
If he was the name on the ballot against Bush, I'd vote for him.
Okay, that's the first thing. The second.
I'm not endorsing him, but I would vote for him to remove Bush. Absolutely.
Okay. So very much welcome your comments and listening to you. When are you coming to Derry?
I'm just coming here on a vacation. I'm not coming to like speak or anything. I was just, you know. Summering in Derry. What you said at the beginning, though, I really, if there's anything that people leave with today, I really want you to know that this isn't just Michael Moore saying this, that there are tens of millions of Americans who believe this. You just don't hear from them. They're not put on the news. I mean, just what I've seen alone, just from my book and the response to this book, and during the year when George W. Bush was enjoying these high approval ratings, the largest selling nonfiction book in America for the last year was Stupid White Men, starring George W. Bush. So I tell you that not to quote sales statistics to you, but as an example, one small example, that the American public are not being as duped to the extent that you think they are. And there's an anger that is brewing just beneath the surface, and it's about ready to boil over. So I'm hopeful and optimistic that will lead us in a good direction. And if the direction is Howard Dean, fine. If the direction is, I suggested somebody else here earlier at the press conference, Dennis Kucinich is good, Al Sharpton is good. I mean, there's are good people running. But I would love to see this. There's a 4-star general who used to be the commander of NATO. His name is Wesley Clark. He was a Rhodes Scholar. He's a Democrat. He would repeal the Bush tax cut for the rich. He submitted a brief in support of affirmative action to the Supreme Court. He's pro-choice. You get on the whole list of things, he's actually quite good on all these issues, and he's a general. And I would just love to see the debate between the general and the deserter. So if the Democrats really wanted to win, they should run somebody who could win. And that would make that would be an interesting race. Yes. Way in the back. Yes. Way. Yes.
Mike, what about the presidency? Are you going to go for it?
No. You don't want me as president. That's a... The impeachment hearings will start the next day. I'm a bad example for the youth of America, too. You want somebody that they can look up to, you know. Somebody who eats a lot of fresh fruits and vegetables, and that would be a bad idea. Yes. Yes, on the app.
Over the past 2 years, so many brave young Americans went to Palestine to show solidarity with the Palestinian people. When are you going to join them there as part of the international solidarity movement?
Oh, I already did. I was there in January of 1988. In the first weeks of the first Intifada. I went over there and spent 2 weeks. I've been writing about this issue and support of this for a long time, and stood there with a number of other Americans who went over there. At that time, they were just using the rubber bullets. I've been over there on a few occasions, and I'll tell you, if you've ever been to Gaza or the West Bank, it's one of the most despicable situations you could ever imagine, seeing people being forced to live under these conditions. It's really incredible. Yes, how much more? We got 10 more minutes? Yep. Oh, we got to get him out of here? Okay, I'm sorry.
Do you think that Colin Powell and Condoleezza Rice have been positive role models for African Americans?
Well, as you well know here, the oppressor is always very skilled at getting a few members of the oppressed group to put forth as their puppets and their as the face of their goodness. Quote, goodness. And so Bush is, skilled at doing that. Life has not gotten better for African Americans. It's gotten worse. And I think most of them, know that. It's about getting the vote out next year. I think I just want to say a couple words in closing then. They have another event that's coming in here tonight. First of all, I want to personally thank people in here and people in this country. The response to my work this year has been absolutely incredible. The emails, I try to read as many of them as I can. It's been overwhelming to me, the response to this book. The book has been on the bestseller list here for so long. They send me the list every week, and I'm just stunned by it. I'm humbled by it, and I'm honored by it. And also the response to Bowling for Columbine. I just really want to personally thank everybody who went to see the movie, who bought the book, who stole the book, passed it around, whatever. I just download the movie for free on the internet. Thank you for that. It means a great deal to me. Thank you. And thank you for coming here today. Thanks to this festival. And let's keep up the good fight. Justice will prevail for the unjust. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I'd just like to call Carl Muir, Caleb Director, to make a small presentation to make as a memento of his visit here to West Belfast.
I'm receiving the West Belfast Academy Award here.
And another Oscar, Paul Pujolin.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Give Ireland back to the Irish.
Thank you. And again, Michael's books are on sale just outside the marquee. Thank you.